Hey, Marcy.
Hey.
How you doing? Welcome to the Sandpoint City Regular Council Meeting, Tuesday, March 9th, 2021. Call this meeting to order, 7 p.m. Get a roll call, please, Shannon.
Mayor Smith.
Here.
Danny Cumberledge. Alan Starnes.
Here.
Shirley Brown.
Here.
Jack Foster.
Here.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum. We'll move on to the first item of business, the approval of the agenda as amended without the executive session. We have a motion to adopt the agenda.
I make a motion.
Oh.
So it's more putting the agenda, so as discussed earlier in the workshop, we're going to take off the executive session, so we need to make a motion to do it as amended.
Okay. So, we have a motion.
I make the motion
to adopt
the agenda as amended.
Okay. Motion by Emil. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second by Marita. Motion carries. Okay. Move on to the consent agenda. Sorry, I'm thinking ahead of myself. Oh, can we get a roll call, please?
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Motion carries. Sorry, guys. Mine's gone through. Okay, thank you. We'll move on to the next item, which is the consent agenda. The minutes of the regular meeting of February 9th, 2021. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Jack and a second by Shirley. Has everyone had a chance to go over the minutes? Any comments or corrections? Okay, seeing none. Get a roll call, please, Shannon.
Maria?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Okay, we'll move on to the reports. The first report is the finance officer, Krista.
Sales tax revenue for January was $39,231.36. Raw fish tax was $2,616.57. Anybody have any questions on the report that's given?
Okay, thanks, Krista. Any questions for Krista? Okay, seeing none. Thank you, Krista. We'll move on to the next report, which is the EATS CEO. Are you there, Paul?
I am, Mr. Mayor. Again, thank you for inviting me and council members. I'll jump right into it, and I have an agenda in my head, but I'd like to change that around. So I know there's been questions in the community regarding dental. I'd like to jump into that right away. We did finally get our second dentist credentialed and privileged, and they are heading to the region the week of March 21st. Now, they're not starting off in Sandpoint. We had Dr. Graham there already once. The only community we haven't had them visit was Accutane, so they're starting off in Accutane, and then by the time they finish that rotation, we'll be working with the other dentists to start swirling them around the region so we can get Sandpoint taken care of on a regular basis. It has been very difficult to get dental in the areas, not just in our area, but throughout all rural Alaska. STF is expecting to open up their dental traveling team in May, as well as their optical team. So we're going to have an optometrist, and dental from STF in May. We're going to have our provider in there probably in April again for another week. So we're going to keep working on that. And again, we're going to have those two dentists just swirling around. So we're hoping that just keep getting back and forth. One of the three of us, STF, Dr. Graham, Dr. Schilling. And we're super excited to have her join the team. COVID-19 update. So we are continuing to do testing as necessary as asked of us. And our numbers, of course, are lower and lower every day. People are just not getting tested as much. Why? One, I think people are protecting themselves. Two, people are getting vaccinated. Our numbers in Sandpoint are as follows. As of last Friday, we had 259 Sandpointers with first doses and 141 with second doses. Now, I had asked Jordan a number of adults, and he gave me a number of 530 adults, 19 and over. We're not quite there yet. We're looking to get to a minimum threshold of 70% of the community. Now, that 530 is not the number I get to use for our percentage. I have to look at children as well. And I know a lot of people say that's not fair. Children can't be vaccinated, but they still have to be counted in the percentile. So we are going to open up the availability for the Pfizer vaccine to your community for people that may have been holding out, for people with children that are 16 and 17 and would like to get that vaccine. So we'll be bringing that. So I recommend to all Sandpointers and call our case manager, Cynthia Keller or the clinic, and get scheduled so we can get that down there. I'm real proud of the work the clinic's doing. They were doing a vaccine clinic today. And, you know, we're not only working on getting community members vaccinated, we're also working through the seafood processing industry. So we have Trident employees in Sandpoint, and we're working through them today. We also just did a large vaccine clinic over in Accutane, and we did 447 first-dose vaccinations in the Trident facility. So it was somewhat of I'll call the bellwether test to see how we could do it and to see how I could improve on doing it. And it worked out phenomenally well. We had administrative folks helping. We had Trident employees helping out. And we had our two providers doing the vaccination. And it's the same thing over on the Sandpoint side with the Trident folks. They've been phenomenal partners, and we're able to help them get vaccinated. Because I think the more we get this into people, as we said on our radio show a couple, Fridays ago, this is our ticket out of the pandemic. So if you haven't gotten vaccinated, now is the opportunity. You know, the state has pulled down and removed, eliminated all the tiers and phases. We did that weeks ago, but now it's across the board. Our goal is just to get it into people's arms. So again, if you haven't gotten vaccinated, get vaccinated to take it out. If you have questions or concerns, call the clinic. If you want higher or different conversations, I can set them up with their questions of me or questions of our medical director or even questions of the chief medical officer, Dr. Zink. I can coordinate phone calls, and we can get people answering questions for you to help get that vaccine confidence up, because we really need to hit those numbers to, again, open up those to get our return back to normalcy, I'll say. Tomorrow, we are hosting the changes that the CDC just put out, and it's the CDC guideline changes for fully vaccinated persons. And some of the big changes are you can gather indoors with fully vaccinated people without wearing a mask. You can gather indoors with unvaccinated people from one other household, and the example they give is visiting with relatives who all live together without masks, unless any of those people or anyone they live with has an increased risk for severe illness from COVID-19. Also, if you've been around somebody who has COVID-19, you do not need to stay away from others or get tested unless you have symptoms. So there's a lot of good things that happen when you receive that vaccine. So it's super exciting to get that. And it's a way to bring us back to normal. Like Dr. Zink said, it's our ticket out of the pandemic, and I've been using that phrase on all of my phone calls in the last week. So again, if you know anybody out there that has questions, concerns, or hasn't, or thinks they may not be eligible, everyone's eligible at 16 and over. We'll get them scheduled. So please, please, please share and spread the message. You know, we're finally getting to play offense, and that's a phenomenal place to be. You know, that's where we wanted to be, and it's taken us a year to get here, but now we're there. So let's get us back to normal. Let's all get our tickets back out of the pandemic and get vaccinated. You know, each going to modify its travel policy, and the essential, the nutshell version of it is if you are fully vaccinated plus 14 days, you do not need to quarantine to return back to work. You can come back to work as long as you're asymptomatic as soon as you're back in the town. Or back, you know, back available. So that's big news. That again is a way to bring back normalcy. Is if you happen to leave the community and you had to come back and you work free, you'd be able to go back to work right away. We still are following the face mask rule inside the healthcare clinic. That's not going to change. And some other, you know, COVID matter compliance conduct is going to stay in place. But this is again another incentive, I'll call it, to get vaccinated. So that's exciting. You know, I also, you know, my heart goes out to Sam Pointer with all the struggles that you have gone through over the last week. You know, the water, the electricity issues, the phone issues. So, you know, I talked to Jordan earlier. I talked to Patrick earlier. And I had so much other things going on, but this is important. And I know it's a little thing right now, what I'm about to say, but I hope it helps. We're sending down 2 pallets of water so we can get them to, you know, some of it to the school and bottles of it out to the elders. And then the remainder of it will sit in the clinic as needed. So that's getting sent down tomorrow on a couple of different planes. And, you know, I'll be honest, for the first time, I didn't really think about the math about how much water weighs. Every pallet of water weighs 2,500 pounds. Found that out today. But they're both heading down that way and more to come. I don't know how long this is going to last for Sandpointers, and I don't know how much something like this helps, but I'm going to keep sending it down to help keep, you know, people with at least some water. So I've just been shared that water weighs 8 pounds a gallon. Thank you. So I figured that out after I did the math. But this is exciting. We're seeing the end of the pandemic as we look through the vaccine lens. So again, get the word out. If you haven't been vaccinated, call the clinic. Call the clinic. We have all 3 vaccines available. So if there's people that are concerned about one and want the single dose, we can start scheduling the single dose clinics as well. We have the Johnson & Johnson Janssen vaccine. We have Pfizer that we're going to be sending down when we get the appointment set up through our clinic, and we have Moderna. So we have all 3 weapons in our arsenal to get us out of the pandemic. So again, I know I've said it 4 or 5 times, but I'll just keep saying it. If you know anybody that hasn't been vaccinated, tell them to get vaccinated. Have them get vaccinated. If you're one of them, come on in, call the clinic, get vaccinated. Get on the list. Let us you know, do our part. Let's get that number up so the schools can return to more normalcy. Although I got to, again, applaud Patrick and his team for keeping people in school. In school education, I think, is vital. And he's done such a phenomenal job. But if we can get the community as a whole to get our numbers up to 70%, 80%, we can start having those events or approve those through the CDC guidelines. That's all I have. But, of course, Mr. Mayor, I'll take any questions.
All right, thanks, Paul. Are there any questions or comments for Paul? Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm used to listening.
I have a quick question.
Okay, go ahead, Emil.
Mr. Mueller, it's Emil here. Now, you mentioned the Pfizer vaccine coming in for people under 16, or 16 and older.
No, I did 16 and 17 and over. Yeah. 16 and over.
And now we... Are we able to get that out here with the temperature change on that, or how is that going to be able to get distributed out here?
There are logistics involved. So if it's a single dose, it's very difficult to send out there. So the case managers will work to make sure we have a minimum of six people scheduled for that so I can send out a vial on a plane. Again, it can be sent out, but it must be used within 5 days. That's the key. That's where that ultra-cold storage issue comes into play. Once it's taken out of ultra-cold, we have 6 days to use it. So we will make sure that the clinic has those six people lined up or 12 people at intervals of six, and we'll go ahead and deploy it out to the region.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Any other questions for Paul? I'm seeing none, but I have a comment, Paul. I had a call from someone concerned about, like, it was a drug issue, but it was about Suboxone, the way it was given out, and they'd work for East, but when it started, it was supposed to be given out in small amounts, and his concern was people were getting, like, 30-day supply or something. I'm not real specific, but they had want you to look into that. Off base.
Well, and I received a letter through a board member on that, and I did meet with the medical director and Cameron Carlson on that, and I would be proud to bring Cameron on to any of these calls so she can answer that. She is the expert in this field, and I never want to misspeak. And I, Mr. Mayor, I'd be willing to meet with you, and she can go over how the program is administered without giving specifics to any individual, because people have protected rights on that.
Yeah, thanks. It was just a thought. I thought I'd pass it forward because they thought I could get your ear.
Yeah.
So, thanks.
Yeah. And like I said, I would welcome a phone call or Zoom or whatever we'd like to do to have Cameron and Dr. Losey involved. Again, Cameron's the expert in this. She does such a phenomenal job. And even with those types of questions, we have so many questions. Or we have so many comments that are positive about all the affected change, the positive change that we've seen through the program. And she, like I said, she'll be able to go through the prescriptive measures and really give you a nice lowdown. And I did ask her to give me a summary, which I can forward to you tonight, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, whenever you get a chance.
Yeah.
That'll be good, just to know how it works.
Yeah, I will send that to you, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Paul? Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, Paul, it's Jack here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Yeah, I just had a question. I know, or a concern at least. I know that at least one of my crew members was told to wait a while on one of the shots here a while back because I was trying to encourage him to get them. But I'd like to put that forward that leaving our crews unvaccinated is kind of leaving us with an Achilles heel exposed because it gets complicated real quick on one of these boats if you come down with a case. So I would like to see if we could push for the guys who want to get them is get the crews vaccinated. Like, I travel to other towns, and I'd sure like not to have that hanging over my head.
You know, Jack, that's a great comment, and I think that's where we have all of the weapons in our arsenal. So there's a fleet of folks that need to get, whether it's the single dose Johnson & Johnson, because they're not sure if they can be back within the prescribed period, or they know they can be back, and we can get, everyone is it's open for anybody. So all they have to do is call the clinic and get put on the list. And I can get the vaccine down through with our vaccine coordinator here. We can get it down to Sandpoint or King Cove or False Pass or Cold Bay. We can get it to wherever it's needed. So I encourage the crews to electricity issue on the phones. Anything I can do to help you, Mayor, you just let me know.
All right, thanks. Yeah, the water's going to be appreciated. It's probably going to last a couple more days than we expected. So thanks a lot.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay, we'll be moving on to the next report, which is the AEBSD superintendent. Are you there, Patrick?
Yeah, I sure am. And thanks, Mr. Mayor and the City Council for inviting me to speak tonight too. So first, I'd like to just thank the City of Sandpoint Waterworks employees for their hard work. After the power outage and keeping us online to the best of their ability. I know it's a challenge for them, and it's I'm sure it's stressful. And I just really appreciate their efforts. We've been providing bottled water to our students on a daily basis, yesterday and today, and with EATS help, we'll be able to continue that. So we went daily. We're going down and purchasing what we can, and then the EATS donation of water will certainly be appreciated. So just once again, thank you, Paul and EAT for your assistance through this. So so we're nearing the end of the third quarter, if you can believe that, and what is undoubtedly the craziest year ever. But we've been able to keep the school open except for a couple weeks, which is nothing short of miraculous, and the kids are benefiting from that. We've been tracking our student achievement data and it has paid off when others haven't been able to accomplish, that task. So, when we're looking forward, like everybody else is, to that light at the end of the tunnel, we've been able to offer extracurriculars in the form of after-school club. Actually, those have been very well received. Basketball's a little bit of a letdown because we weren't able to participate in the OSA extracurriculars, but we're with many other districts who have essentially opted out of that for the current year for good reason. And, we're excited about the opportunity for the kids to the 16 and up to receive the Pfizer vaccine. Certainly that's information that we'll get out, and that will help our numbers in the Aleutians East Borough, and in this case Sandpoint, come up. So we can get close to that, closer to that 70 to 80% of where, as Paul said, the return to normalcy. We are working on our strategic plan, and that's coming up in earnest. We hope to have that completed by the end of the year so that we can start implementing in the fall. Always a big undertaking, but we sent out surveys. Many of you got those surveys and responded, so thank you very much. And believe it or not, we're already starting to talk about graduation. And so I have a meeting with site administrators tomorrow and the senior class advisors. To be honest with you, I'm hoping for a normal graduation. I think we have to have a contingency plan in case something were to happen, but the way the trend is going, I would certainly hope we can have a what would constitute a normal graduation at the end of the year. We will be adjusting our travel plan. In the district, we're going to mirror ours just so we're congruent with EAT, and I'm sure other entities like the cities and the borough will be doing the same thing. But we just want to make sure that You know, ours is the same or very similar, at least to what Eden's going to put out. And so I just, you know, I just really appreciate, you know, the low transmission rate in the borough has been a collaborative effort, and every, you know, one has really stepped up and tried to do the things that we needed to do in order to keep the transmission rate low in the community. And we have not had one case in the school, and that is something to brag about. And I'm looking for some wood to knock on right now. There's some. But so we're proud of that, and I would be happy to entertain any questions that you might have.
All right. Thanks, Patrick. Any questions for Patrick? Being none. All right. Thanks, Patrick. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
All right. You have a good evening. All right. We'll move on to the next report, the administrator's report. The report to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good to see everybody in person. Long, so hopefully we can keep it going. Most of the things we discussed earlier today, one thing I would point out is the travel list. We are working with Northrim to get financing for it, and we're somewhat an unusual customer for them, so it's required more paperwork than say standard small business like a pizza company or a landscaping company. So looking forward into the packet, we'll have that, a resolution of the check signing. That's the last document they need. A lot back and forth, and they said that should be good. Looking at, so it came out today that the Board of Fish is pushing their meetings back a year. So instead of having the Area M Chinook Finfish next year, it's been pushed back by a year. The Board of Fish said they didn't have the time or resources to condense 2 years of meetings into one. So that's an interesting development. And I did get an email today from the bond bank about refinancing. We were going to refinance back in the fall, but a Supreme Court case at the state level put that on pause. Not related to our refinancing, but just a question about bond financing in general. The details, a lot of details, but it wasn't us. But as a result, again, it had to be put on hold. So looking at the projections they have now, you know, we could save up to $150,000 over the life of the bonds, which mature in 2038. So we'll get moving on that. That could save us $7,000 to $15,000 a year, depending on the final bid on the reoffering. So that's, a chunk of money adds up. I do want to thank Ken for redoing the floor and the entryway. If you didn't notice, and appreciate it. And I just want to thank our staff for working through. This, you know, it seems like one thing after another these days. And just keep chugging along, and it doesn't go unnoticed. It is extremely appreciated. So that's my report. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Any questions or
comments for Jordan? Emil? It sounds like with that interest savings, that would be our travel list payment. So and we look at it that way. That's good.
Yes, I believe the original bonds were issued about 5%, and the reoffering or refinancing would be roughly an average of 3.5-3.7%. So we'll get good chunk of savings. So might as well take advantage of low interest rates as well as out there.
All right, thanks, Evan. Any other questions for Jordan? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to the next report, which is Department of Public Safety, Police Chief Dave Anderson.
Thank you. February was a pretty quiet month. Before you have that monthly report there. We had two people in the jail during that time. We have a list of ultra service there as well as contacts. It's a balance of spending half our time in quarantine and trying to be around when people are around and responding to calls and trying to be as safe as we can doing it. So far, so good. We were fully staffed during that period. Everybody's doing well. First of all, I want to introduce you to Officer Lowry. He started in October, and he missed out on meeting everybody, so we're doing it today. So Rich is an Iraq veteran, Army veteran, and he's been a police officer for 13 years total. He was 10 years in Georgia, and went up to Bethel for almost 3 years, and we got him. He's a great asset to us, got a lot of experience, very smart guy, very techie, so he's just really what we need down there. Our addressing signs have arrived. This is what they look like. This one is not perfect, as we pointed out, but it really doesn't matter because it's able to address it. We can pass that around so everybody can kind of look at it. We'll be working on that for the next few months and get them all ready to go, and we'll talk to you guys in the future about how you want us the language to set it up and everything like that. There we are. Also, I want to address a report from Investigator Cash at Anchorage Airport. I asked them to settle on some information of what the task force is doing. It's kind of one of their slower months of January and February. And you can see a breakdown of what the task force has done. And at the bottom, you can kind of see a breakdown of what these street values are. And that's not even out here. It's 10 times out here. What is. So this is. Said it before, what we do is it's a big game of whack-a-mole. So each one of them pops up, you take care of that one, the next one does. This is how we combat that issue. So I appreciate everybody's communications with us. If you see something, say something, let us know, and we'll address the issues as they come. Does anybody have any questions for me?
No. Everybody's good. No questions?
Yes, sure.
Has anybody...
Yes, we've been talking to them about it. We've given a copy of that. We've got a sign off for it, so we're good to go.
So this come up into their system soon.
Yes. Yeah. Once we get things going, they're ready to adopt it. We've got that. We received that, I think, 3 or 4 months ago. Also, a follow-up on a question about the 911 system. We've been testing it periodically with different weather, and with a cell phone, you dial 911, more likely it's going to act just like it normally does, and it's going to have during bad weather. It doesn't work half the time. So people need to be cognizant of that. They're going to put themselves in areas you can't get through, then you're going to have to move to someplace where you can. Different better location for service. But that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, my concern with that was a lot of people have given us their landline.
That's a very good point.
Because I'm an elder, I'll keep that
line. Yeah, that's a very smart idea to do that. I'm one of those people, I gave up mine years ago. But, we've been service down south. But up here, it's a genuine concern, so something to think about. Please.
So, I've been talking with Alaska Communication over the last several days. There's a lot of changes coming down the pipeline. So I think we will see an area of improvement. It's going to be a long-term thing. We're looking at maybe 24 months, 36 months. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it. The repeaters and the communication systems. But they are going through a major upgrade. It sounds like from Anchorage down the Aleutians. So we'll be, I've tapped into that resource, and we're going to be working with them. We're going to be trying to get stuff up to date. The stuff that we have now is functional, but what we're working on is trying to improve upon the systems that we currently have in place. And we are working with them, and hopefully we'll see results. It'll be long-term, like I said, but there should be substantial improvement within the next 24 to 36.
Thanks, Rev. Any other questions for Dave?
Thanks, Rev.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. That's even the landline, they can't call into my house. I'm not sure what's up. I can call out long distance, anyway.
Yeah, they're using a lot of IP stuff, so there's a lot of radio communications here and even even with our services, they're transmitted from a mobile device that are then transformed into an internet signal and sent off the island. I just learned this yesterday. So there's a lot of communications that get converted from just a VHF into an IP-style thing that gets sent from there. So there's a lot of infrastructure there that's in place. It's a steep learning curve, but I'm jumping into it. So
what's IP?
Computerized. Yeah. All right. Thanks. All right. Any other questions? If not, we'll move on to the next report, which is EMS, Chief Carmen Holmberg. Thanks, Tom. Any questions for Carmen? Amos?
Yeah, is there a set number to tap out the class and if you have next in a PCPDLS class?
Well, I have two trainers who are about. One is more for my services.
All right, thanks, Carmen. Any other questions for Carmen? Seeing none, we'll move on to the fire chief, Jason Bjornstad. I believe Jason wasn't going to be on. Is that correct? I don't think so. I'll read his report for him. I guess it's short. Training are still being held on Sundays at 1 p.m., maintaining service, servicing equipment, registering with the state, 2021 Office Fire Department registration and continuing to assist with EMS. That's his report. And I'd like to say if there's anyone interested in joining EMS or the fire department, please contact either Carmen or Jason. Thank you. And we'll move on to the next report. Is Public Works and Director Dave Stokes.
Good evening. I don't know if you guys can hear me very well or not, but it's been a trying month. To start with, I want to thank all my guys for hanging in there for this last week, trying to get everything running. I think they've done a pretty good job. Thank you, Paul, Dennis. You all know who you are. So, to start with, we field building all the buildings last month. We topped everything off. We worked on the snow chains on the sand truck. We sanded roads more than once. We cleaned the waste oil burners and the two that are in the shop, and he needs to do Walter's next. We graded roads for a while, and then our second grader went down. We got a pump for it, and it's up and running now. Our cat grader at this point in time has the brand-new wiring harness in it. We are waiting for the opportunity to get a Catman in, possibly next week. I need to work with the guys out at Dutch Harbor because it sounds like they're going to be coming to Trident to do some work here real soon. Maybe they could just bring the program in and charge us for their time to reprogram our new ECM, which is in the grader. And that's about it as far as the grader bit. It's pretty much ready to go. Got a few clamps left to put on wiring harness, but we wanted to wait till it was up and running so we could pull out slack where it articulates to see if we stop the wires from breaking. We've been pulling alders alongside the landfill road so we can bring up some of the surface that's on the side of the road. We fixed the blade on the sand truck. The front blade had a crack in it, so GA flowed it all up. We painted some of the door panels on the cat grader while Julius didn't need help. You guys were cleaning stuff up and painting. And We patched some of the asphalt. It has holes in it. Probably got to do it again soon. We changed the hydraulic lines on the Hitachi 200. It's for the quick disconnect at the thumb. The one started dripping, and the other one showed chafing really bad, too, so we just fixed them both at the time. We've had to work on the heater in the shop a few times because some of the oil that we're burning right now is kind of ugly, but we're burning it. The wiring harness and everything is done, so hopefully we're going to have this thing up and running. As far as the landfill, they've been picking up around dumpsters and disposed some of the office papers that Jade and Krista have been building. So we're making sure all that stuff is getting disposed of, burned. Recycling center is running fine, just like always. And water and sewer, I take it Dennis is probably there right now, but he could probably tell you more of what's going on at this point in time, and I'd like to turn the floor over to Dennis if he's there.
Okay. Dennis, some of you probably see my social media post last night. There's so much going on around that. How are you? The water plant. I don't want to demonstrate how are you plant. And on the boil notice, I have no say in that. It's all on the PC now. It's just a matter of, I want to let everybody know I'm probably going to over-chlorinate. Not too bad, but that's pretty probably don't use one of the generators, so I am chlorinating water right now. But it's up to me to get it to work. Any other questions?
Yeah. Jordan?
Just to go off that, super PEC. So the water standards and treatments are set by the EPA. Heather Mitchell just set those same level by DEC. So they, unfortunately, in kids like me, something like this, have zero whistleblower. They don't care if it's Anchorage, Palmer, Sandpoint, AccuTrust. So we have to follow what they say, by the way.
Same culture.
And as far as drinking the water that comes out of the fountain,
no,
it's going to be like 3, 4, 5.
People can shower, all that. You just don't want to.
Exactly. The time frame is going to be a few days or longer.
What they told me today is until we get reliable power,
right,
we're not going to cross that bridge until TDX fixes their stuff.
Right. And then TDX, I'll get back with them in the morning.
I was really discouraged when, I helped them for a day and a half trying to figure it out. Brush your teeth with water, no problem. Yeah.
Bureaucrats and common sense.
But yeah, I mean, what used to be done years ago, now and then, was I had an old timer company. You threw out the reservoir, put a garbage bag in the bucket, take it home and drink it.
Yeah, those days are
over. They can't do that. So.
A lot of rules. Okay, thanks, Dennis.
Oh, and then, I know this is first, but I think we'll do that. But are you guys changing?
We're going to discuss it. It'll probably be put out tomorrow.
Okay, no, just as long as we're changing it for about 10
people. Yeah, we'll have it out tomorrow.
And then I wanted to say that I'm not buying a generator right now, but I think they can at least get a transfer switch. I'll get prices and a port, and probably, I don't know how we'll do it. Get a certified electrician to install it. I was hooked up at the water plant and I was kind of not the clue.
Okay.
So, go ahead. So, it shouldn't be too bad. I mean, besides a certified electrician just installing this and all of it is to become the wires and the box.
Okay.
We'll cross that path. I'm not, I'm probably the most soft to do.
until they might be able to bypass that transfer performer. I'm not 100%. Maybe I'll call them
tomorrow. Yeah, I'm not worried. As long as those generators, which it should be, the small generators, not putting much of a load to the rest of the planet. I didn't really like that pump out.
Hoping we'll have that power.
The generator is way too small, and that's why I was only going to fill so much. I could pump a lot more water right now, but I don't want to kind of shock the system. I kind of wanted to, and this is a first for me. I've never, in all my years of water, so I've never had to use water. I've never had a plant offer to use power.
Thanks. Any other questions for Dennis? Jack?
Just one, Dennis. Will he take some of that nasty chlorine out for your for heating that cool for drinking? Or is that something that I should be thinking about filtering?
Well, no. I don't know what DEC is going to tell me what my spec should be as it's coming into the entry point. The entry point, which is the school pump out, that's the legal where I measure. So I'm pretty sure they're going to want me. I don't think it's going to be too bad, but you're going to smell a little more noticeable. Because I can't super chlorine. They were talking, there's other ways to do it, but my tank's too low, and I'm not going to do any flushing of rain this time of year. Not for me, that's what I'm going to do. I'll have this much for so many days, and then I'm going to have to do a bunch of samples, and I'll mark them down as special, and I don't know if the administration how they're going to do it, they're going to make me what they call super chlorinate. I'll probably have to send out 3 samples at a time, maybe 2 sets of samples. I don't know. It's all going to be easy. That's the point on what we're going to go at. So are you prepared to have a little more chlorinated water?
Please hold. Please hold. Please hold.
Okay, thanks, Dennis. Any other questions?
Please hold.
I'm not sure.
Please hold.
Jordan?
I want to say
please
that,
hold.
No, yes. Not
please hold.
Please
hold. Please hold.
I had a question for you. The power was out. You couldn't get any word to the people. The radio station was working. I don't know if they have a backup generator.
No, they did.
Can you get notices out on
radio? No, we called Austin to put it out on the boil notice. I put the boil notice out before he even made
questions for Dennis, and if not, any other questions for Dave? Seeing none. Thanks, Dave. Dennis?
Matt, no problem.
Yep, thank you. See you when you get back, and then move on to the next report, which is the Harbor Report.
Well, I just have to stop trying to get
home time. And as far as everyone else, it's some water to the back. It'll be a one little one.
All right, thanks, Doug. Any comments or questions for Douglas? Jack?
I just have a comment. Dave was just saying that he was going to have an electrician for a finger actuator on a bucket and stuff. A pretty good wiring package there. If somebody does come out, there might be something to do with to stick them on that a little bit. You know, it could be as easy as, you know, three or four bad contacts or something in there, too. I'm not going to pretend to guess. It's not my job, but it would be nice to use the resources as they come. If they're here.
All right, Chuck. Thanks. Come with. Yeah. Thanks, Doug. Any other questions? Comments for Doug? Jordan?
So if we're to have a certified electrician out, it might be good to put out word to the community if they need to like, get professionally done so we can cut down some of our costs and travel costs. And also provide services to the community at the same time.
Right. All right. Thanks, Jordan. Okay. Any other questions for Doug? More for time. All right. Thanks, Douglas. Okay, we'll move on to the next report from the student representative. Are you there, Chan? Okay. I'm not hearing him, so. Okay, we'll go on to hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. And the first item of business is the hearings of the first. Reading. Oh, I better read it here. Ordinance 2021-01, authorizing land easement and the right of way. The first reading. And do we have a motion to adopt ordinance 2021-01? Sorry. To put it on the floor for the first reading. Motion. Okay, thanks, Rita. Do we have a second?
Second.
Emil, thank you, Emil. Emil, second. I'll hand the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So, GCI has requested the dedication of easement and the right-of-way as part of their care resolution project. So what we're going to do is run five rocket cable from Kodiak over to, I believe, Chignik, probably going to be the first land aid, and then follow the coast down there out to Unalaska. And then from there, they want to have, you know, points to go from the line into each individual community. They want to have what's called a beach hole, you know, at tidewater, and that's there run underground fiber up to their 15 network that's on the hill over there. So in order to do that, they need to get an easement to use the city-owned right-of-way. But because it is city-owned property, it's real property in this case, and we're zoning is interested in it, interest in the use, the dedicated use of the land. We have to go through the ordinance process, and towards the end of the package, you'll see the relevant ordinance is listed. And then you also see in your packet the sample paperwork that's going to be signed, granting easement. You'll see if it's passed next month, we'll near sign it, GPS sign it, and then we'll have notarized. It'll be recorded with the state, most likely a deed or a title to your house. So before they actually do any digging, they're going to come out and do a site survey and line locate. So make sure that when they do come out, I can actually use the ditch or the sideways or underground controls. They're not going to be hitting, phone lines, electric lines, water infrastructure. So the plus side is that once they do that, we'll have a complete picture, upstate picture of what utilities look like now right away and segments of work done. So that's an added benefit to the city as well as down the line, actually being high-speed internet. So this ordinance just allows the city to grant that easement. And if they don't, and if their plans change, there's a clause in the paperwork that says the right-of-way could be easement reversed back to the city and they lose that. So it's not a, it's contingent upon them actually completing the work.
All right, thanks, Jordan. Any questions or comments for Jordan? Seeing none. Get a roll call.
Yes.
KSDP 830 AM, Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM.
All right, motion carries. Yeah, these ordinances are still confusing for me, but I'll get the hang of it. All right, thank you. And then, all right, moving on to the next item of business, the resolution 21-02, authorized check signage. I'll hand the floor back to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So resolution 21-02 specifically lays out authorized check signers for the city. So right now, city code authorizes the treasurer, or our compliance officer, as well as the mayor, to be the designated signers for checks. But this resolution specifically, and the ordinance also says council has the power to appoint additional signers. So this resolution authorizes the council to appoint themselves, the council, which they can do, as authorized signers. And once, and if this resolution is approved, I'll take this tomorrow morning to North Rim. And this is the last piece of paperwork, hopefully, that they want to see in order to get the financing put together. Most corporations have a list of authorized signers, but again, we're not a corporation, we're a little bit different. So this is just to cross the T's and dot the I's in their case.
Right. Thanks, Jordan. Any questions, comments for Jordan? Abel?
After that last piece of paper gets put into the North Rim Bank, did they give any sort of a timeline of when the may take it to underwriting and then push it through, or how fast that process
is? Yeah, underwriters currently, and this is one of the documents that they needed to see.
Okay.
So, I mean, it could be just as easy as, right? They've come back to us numerous times with requests. One issue came up was with bingo, and I explained that the bingo money is for community purposes, and by state law, we can't commingle those funds if we do work from them. But they just began, because they're not using them with communities, but some they just assumed that it was free money.
It was really close that we're going to get that right thing started to get built.
Yeah. I would like to thank Krista for putting up with my need to say, hey, can we get this document? What's it for? So she has been a big help.
Good. All right. Thanks, Sam. Any other questions for Jordan? Jeff?
We get this travel with fixed and whatnot. Are we going to get any more money out of it for down payment out of those guys? I mean, I'm wondering about the, putting good money after bad here, or bad money, whatever way you want to look at it. When you have a two machine, I know the one is part of the deal. But how much money are we going to put it in between now and when that new machine can get built? There is a bunch of logistics involved once you sign that check. And,
right. The current trading value is roughly $30,000. And that's from a free travel list knowing its current state. Okay. If council wishes to go ahead and current one, have it on site. That should be a deal breaker, but that would obviously adjust the purchase price of X dollars. We don't have to purchase the team. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Jordan. Any other questions for Jordan? Okay, seeing none, we got a roll call, please, Ken. Oh, can I not call for the motion?
We'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 21.
Sorry. All right. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks. Can we call from Shannon?
Jeff? Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marina?
No.
Campbell?
Yes. All right. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, on to the next item of business. Whole business COVID-19 update and discussion for the city mandate. Hand the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So, you know, again, since we last met, there's been a lot of changes. At the state level, the state declaration expired. With that expiration, the city lost the authority to mandate any health restrictions. The city chose not to when we offered that power. The power to do that. But now that the state mandate has expired, the city cannot because the city does not have health powers. So if you ask yourself, well, why is Anchorage doing X, Y, and Z? Why is Juneau still affecting people? Well, they have health powers. That's the first class city we know. Nor has the borough chosen to adopt its health powers. So that's that. You know, also, as Paul mentioned, you know, they are going to get the single dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine, so they'll have all three on hand to meet various needs. Also, since it's dated March 3rd, so we were talking about yesterday, that CDC has changed their recommendations, which are, as the city has feared, more or less, as this has gone on. And also, you know, Eve mentioned about their intrastate travel policy changes. So if the city were to change its recommendations, you know, we're not telling Tripe what they can and can't do. We're not telling the school district, hey, you can do X, Y, and Z with your people in that point. We're not doing that. It's not saying that AC sources. If AC says you require patrons to wear masks, that's their store policy, and you are free to wear a mask or free not to go in. But this just goes simply to what the city recommends to people coming in, and also how the city wants to handle internally as workforce policy decisions, our own employees who, let's say, going to go to Anchorage to get emergency filling or whatever, and they come back, but they're, let's say, they work in the harbor or the police department or somebody, or anybody. So there's sort of two issues at hand. What is the city's recommendation to incoming visitors, and how does the city want to approach it as an HR personnel matter?
All right, thanks, Jordan. Any questions or comments for Jordan? So we'll be... Sorry, Angel. Yeah, go ahead.
We still gave you the declaration to do that, mandates and everything that we have. And, I know that, you know, tomorrow is going to be another day. Probably be a lot of policy changes and whatnot. And I just one that they, you know, I mean, it'd be nice if we, you know, if we're vaccinated to not have to do the, you know, the quarantine for a week after we get back from travel and stuff. But that's just kind of what I'm thinking. But, you know, of course, it's the whole council decision, it's discussion time, you know, try to, you know, get and stay. I know we want to stay with what he's doing and the school district so that we're not in three different ways and everybody gets confused. So, it'd be nice to see that happen. I think that's the way everybody's heading anyway.
Thanks, Hannah. Any other questions? Jack?
I just have a quick comment. There's stuff breaking every hour on this almost. It seems like I was just told the feds are lifting all sorts of stuff to their zone just before I came down. I don't know. I'll go with what you guys want to do. I mean, a lot of people have had double vaccinations. And there's a lot of people all excited about that.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. So we'll try to keep it. Oh, I'm sorry. Carissa?
From what I was told from my school workers, that they're vaccinated, they can go to school, but the people in that household have to quarantine if they are not vaccinated.
Okay. Thanks. Any other comments or questions? We'll try to keep it in line with
Clinton. So I guess what we're looking for is direction on what to replace the current recommendation with for the general public. So that's one question that I think we're looking for to answer to tonight, as well as how do we want to treat city employees who are vaccinated, who do come back from, you know, medical trip or a family emergency or right now, it's city personnel. It's 7 days, stay home policy. Well, again, state law no longer makes that distinction.
Right.
So we, the city can.
Okay.
So let's say Tom Smith, who works as a clerk, a fictional person is vaccinated. So right now, if the person has, you know, their two doses or the simple dose, Johnson, right now, if they come back from Anchorage or Fairbanks or Seattle or whatever, right now, city policy says they have to stay home for 7 days, even before vaccination. But that was based on the guidance that was in place at the time of the policy today, that the guidance changed. So, you know, we see some other entities in the region say, if you're fully vaccinated, you can come back to work. But if you're not, then it's still 7 days. So that would just be internal city policy. So if you want that to change, that can be done. I'm not sure how council feels on that.
Go ahead, Dave.
Another question. If that doesn't change, are we still giving COVID testing when we come to the aisle? Because that's what the policy is now. We would normally test before getting on the plane, within 3 days to get on the plane. And when we get here, we would test 5 days after we got here. Again, when we would quarantine, we would stay away as much as we could while still responding to calls.
have your vaccine, you don't have to quarantine. That's kind of where the state went, and that's where we kind of want to go. But we're wanting a discussion with the council to okay it for us to go in that direction. And we kind of want to stay in sync with the school because it's so interactive, so. Which is, I think, still going to be the shots, no quarantine. I think that's what the school is leaning toward, correct? I think.
I'm not sure for the school, but I know that Eve is definitely vaccinated and has been 14 days for the second dose.
That's
coming on site, you go to work right away.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with that, but I'm not a community full time.
Mm-hmm.
Anchorage is nowhere near the vaccination level that San Juan is.
Right.
There's a lot more people coming in from the outside and all over the state and country and the world. So they're kind of behind on where the community is. But if it's something the council is comfortable with, knowing that, given what other entities are doing and that, somebody that comfortable, you want to take the option we're at. But again, I realize that there's different comfort levels and different people, and family situations. I live by myself, so I'm not too concerned. But if I was going to see my grandma every day or my parents who are a certain age, I would not feel a bit differently. So I can't dictate the comfort level, but just looking at what I'm doing based on the latest data we have. I'm just a standpoint from personal level. If council is comfortable with that, if you're vaccinated, 14 days afterwards, free to travel, not stick with 7 days.
That's kind of where we're going to go.
I think people were vaccinated, and they're saying it's safe, and I know tonight suddenly he said something, and it sounds like the state's going to listen.
So we'll go. When we get it written up, we can email it to the council, if you're not, and then get feedback, I guess, to make sure before we implement it. Just post it. Okay. Cool. We'll go ahead with that then. So.
Yeah, well, are you referring to just internal city? HR policy versus internal recommendations, or for both?
Okay. We'll get the wording together, and then we'll get it out to you. And then we'll go from there. Okay. I think that would work. So, any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next item, a new business. Wait a minute. Bunch of new business, and the first item on there is the donation request from QTT, the annual Earth Day Fair. And floor is clear.
Donation letters to different businesses and organizations.
so far, only I've had the child that was purchasing from a foreign. Might have to spend more money to have someone go get it from Anchorage directly. Just know that we have everything that we need to do without performing.
Thank you. Perfect. Any questions? Comments? Okay, thank you. Seeing none, could we get a motion to adopt, to donate? Oh, it was 300. They asked for 300. So could we get a motion? We have to go by, yeah, to accept the QTTs for 300 to the Earth Day. Get a motion to accept that.
Yes, all community donation requests come out of the bingo fund. That's what it's for by state law. So it's not coming out of the general fund or the harbor fund or water solvent. There we have.
All right. Thank you, Shirley. I have a motion by Shirley. A second.
Oh, sir.
Thanks, Emil. A second by Emil. A roll call, please, Shannon.
Emil?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
All right. Motion carries. Thank you. On to the next item of business is discussion of the PhD backhaul. And I'll hand the floor to Dave. You still there, Dave? You may not have expected that. I don't think anybody's on for that. Jordan?
Just so real quick, for those of you who haven't maybe seen the flyers or have been otherwise busy, because I know people get busy. So the three tribes located in Sandpoint, TPT, Paul Harbor, and Onga are using some of their IGAP funding. It's environmental funding, the coordination of EPA, as well as APIA in Anchorage, and also the city is a part of it as well, to remove scrap metal from the harbor, as well as the junk vehicles of the landfill. Obviously, landfill places a premium. So there's a lot of moving parts, you know, four governments, three tribes in the city, working with a contractor who's experiencing this all across western and southwest Alaska. So what we're asking for people to keep in mind is that don't just start dumping your scrap metal or junk cars down at the harbor. Again, if you have a vehicle you want to get taken care of, please call the shop. We'll come take it, drain it, crush it. We can't just have vehicles without getting all the fluids out. It's a pretty important thing, important step. Yeah, plus, we have to get the tires off as well, the wheels. So we'll have so the city's portion of it is the city's treating in-kind labor costs. And then we are charging pretty much break even for the use of city-owned equipment. So we're charging a flat fee. The fee we've set is pretty conservative, so there's some wiggle room there. So next month, the barge will come through. We'll have the city crew, plus contractor crew, start moving vehicles from up in the landfill down the stage area in the harbor. So if you see the crews moving, it's in good space. It's a great project. I think TPT and city worked together on something like this about 2 years ago, but just the timing didn't quite work out. So it's a great project. I'm glad to see you participate. So all three tribes, it's a win for the whole community, regardless of what tribe you're in or what tribe you're not. Everybody wins. So we'll clean our landfill.
please don't just start dumping things down. Keep something that needs to be hauled away and call Public Works. I know they're busy, but it's something that they can help with.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Anybody have any comments or questions? Okay, thanks. Yeah, Sue may have a few extra. Or other people's yards, perhaps, too.
Yeah, we have space for roughly 250 vehicles. So that's pretty much the landfill, plus maybe a few more from around town that really the same betterness.
It'll be filled with shelter buckets. All right, thanks. And I guess we'll go on to the next item. There's an FYI. Okay, we'll move on to public comments. Any comments? Okay, seeing none. Any council comments? Oh, Rita.
Council members be more informed on what major events that happen or things that occur in our city so we can, I guess, better inform our community if they ask and whatnot. Because I feel most of the time I don't know what's going on, so I'm here. So, that's what you're doing.
Okay. All right, thanks, Rita. Any other comments?
I just want to thank the school for a good job. Keep the things rolling on there. Still have water. I remember a time when I had to pack it.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Yeah, for sure. It's been pretty busy. And we'll try to keep the major.
Yeah.
We'll send out emails to all the companies. Yeah, but you would like things like the travel list and the water works and stuff like that. Okay. Thanks. Any other comments?
Public comments about done here, so we're going to go ahead and cut over to some satellite programming with the World Cafe on KSCP. Sorry about that. It was, I think, social distance and a face mask and all sorts of hardship for getting good audio, so we'll try to fix this in the future.